Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six. Hey, homeschoolers. Today's show title is How to Be a Patient Homeschool Mom. We'll discuss that soon, but first, I would like to invite you to become a part of our Periscope community. I am broadcasting live as Psycho with Six on Periscope right now, and several of our Facebook group members from Homeschool Scopes are watching, and they are going to be making suggestions when I'm done giving a short list of tips for you on how to become a more patient homeschool mom. And some people will be asking questions that I will try to address. So if you don't know what Periscope is, you can read all about it at psychowith6.com/periscope. We would also love to have you join our group on Facebook. You can find that at facebook.com/groups/homeschool scopes. We would love to meet you there. Well, that is just one of the changes in format for this new season of the Homeschool Sanity Show. I have been on sabbatical while I have been creating an elementary language arts curriculum. I just have the curriculum almost ready to go for first and second graders, and when it is ready to go, you will hear more about that in the future. But next, I'm going to share a teaching tip of the week. Today's tip comes from Amy Milsick of Busy Boys Brigade. She gave this great reading app tip to our group, and it's called Epic. You can get this app at your favorite app store, or you can get it on the web at www.getepic.com. And it is a free app for educators. I tried to subscribe to it for free as an educator, and I had a little bit of a problem, but I know that they are very open, because Amy has told us this, that they are very open to homeschoolers' feedback about how they can make it accessible to homeschoolers. You can also get a family account and get a free month. Otherwise, it's just $4.95 a month. And you can get access to an unlimited library of amazing children's books. And they have audiobooks, which is so very important for helping your beginning readers to read. So it's supporting the text. And so it frees up mom. And we are all about sanity for homeschooling moms here. So it frees you up to spend less time reading to each individual child, but still letting your kids get lots of reading time in. So thank you so much, Amy, for that tip. It's time for this week's organized homeschool challenge. Fall is here, and it's time to get bedrooms in order so the daily tidying doesn't cut into the school day. Every little bit we can do this week in the kids' rooms will be a sanity saver this fall. So let's get started. The first step is declutter toys and treasures. Spend at least 15 minutes with your child's help choosing toys and treasures, you know, the rocks, stickers, and unidentifiable items that belong in the trash or giveaway pile. If your child isn't ready to part with something, you might consider putting it in a box for evaluating later. Step number two, sort seasonal clothing. This is one of the tasks I like least, but it's gotten better since I don't try to hand down everything to the boys. Invariably, the styles change, or my younger boys just don't like the items I've saved. I prefer to sort fall clothing this time of year. Starting with the oldest child makes it easier if you do want to keep hand-me-downs. I go through the items, purging those that are stained or torn. Then I have each child help me determine what still fits. Finally, we limit their clothing items to 9 to 10 bottoms and tops each. That might sound like a lot, but it allows for the inevitable destruction that occurs and a wide range of temperatures we have in the fall and winter. I have about 3 church outfits for each boy for the same reason. My daughter gets hand-me-downs from a friend and has her own closet, so I allow her more items. The boys don't complain. Put clothing that is in good enough condition to give away in a location that will remind you to drop it off ASAP. Step number 3, organize a reading or study space. I don't have a study space in my kids' rooms, but if you do, this is the time to organize it. Purge broken or excess items. Make sure it's well lit and basic school supplies are accessible to encourage learning. It's really important to me that my kids read. It's the most important thing our kids can do to grow academically. If it's comfortable to read in their rooms, they're very likely to grab a book. Make sure the lighting is excellent. A book light or a book rest may make reading in bed more comfortable. The kids may like a bed pillow to help them read sitting up, or a comfy chair if they don't like to lie down to read. Finally, make sure books are accessible in your children's rooms. Each of our bedrooms has an ample bookshelf, and our oldest son had a shelf on the wall parallel to his bunk. Featuring books in your child's room as opposed to toys encourages reading. But I'm not knocking audiobooks. Put a good sound system in the kids' room and teach them how to use it. Whether they are playing CDs or accessing books from audible.com, or another application. Your final step this week, step number 4, is make a shopping list. List your children's clothing needs and items needed to make reading accessible on your shopping or to-do list. I usually just use my reminders or grocery list app on my iPhone or give myself a task on Todoist. If you would like a list of the steps in this week's challenge, simply go to homeschoolsanity.com/patience to get a link. Good luck with this week's challenge. Well, now for today's topic, and that is patience. When I tell people who aren't familiar with homeschooling that I am a homeschooler, one of the first things that they say to me is, I would never be patient enough to do that. And interestingly enough, that was the first problem that I really had as a homeschooler. I sat down, I started homeschooling when my oldest was a 3-year-old. And I had in my mind that it was going to be this blissful, peaceful experience, and that my child was going to cooperate with me in every way. And I was sorely disappointed. And of course, I felt very impatient with my child. And it is something that we have to deal with. We can't just pretend like patience isn't a problem for homeschoolers, because it is. So one of the things that I say to people now when they tell me I'm too impatient to homeschool is I say, how are you ever going to work on that problem of impatience if you aren't dealing with it on a regular basis? And homeschooling really has helped me to be a more patient person. I am not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I have improved. And I wanted to give you some tips for how to become more patient. First, we should recognize that patience is a fruit of the Spirit. I'm a Christian homeschooler, and I know that patience doesn't come naturally to me, and it doesn't come natural to most of us. And we can, even though we are impatient by nature, we can become more patient once we are in Christ. It is a fruit of the Spirit, so we can become more fruitful. I was reading one of Terry Maxwell's posts on her Mom's Corner newsletter that she sends out. And she was talking about how she was trying to stop yelling at her children. And she kept trying and trying, and she would pray about it. She had her husband praying about it for her, but she still couldn't do it. And one particular day, she wrote about the fact that she was yelling at her child, and someone called, I believe it was from church, and she picked up the phone, and she had this sweet, patient voice when she was on the phone. And she was all of a sudden convicted that she did have control over it. it was a decision that she was making or not making in order to not yell at her child. And it's really the same with patience. So if we make a decision, I am going to be more patient, we don't become impatient with people that maybe they're our friends and we don't start yelling at them because they're taking too long. So we can do the same thing with our children. So once we make that commitment, we can really begin to grow by renewing our minds with scripture. There is an excellent audio or video, depending on what kind of medium you learn best from solvefamilyproblems.com. That is Dr. Davis's website, and he has an excellent title called What Impatience Does, and it is chock full of scripture that relates to patience. And you could use that message and the scriptures that he talks about there as a basis to pray over every day. Every day you can ask the Lord to help you be patient with your children, and you can pray over those scriptures, meditate on them, and memorize them. That is my first suggestion for us. I decided to create a free printable of patience scriptures that you can download from homeschoolsanity.com/patience and use in your quiet time. Then the second suggestion I have for you is to use routines and planning so that you aren't in a hurry. If you sleep in because you were staying up late watching Periscopes the night before, then you're going to feel rushed the next day and you're going to be pushing your children to hurry, hurry, hurry and get their work done or to get through the lesson that you're teaching. So you need a routine to help you stay on top of all the things that you want to do. And there is an excellent interview, and I can say it was excellent because I wasn't the one sharing the wisdom, with Fly Lady in the archives for the Homeschool Sanity Show. So I will link to that in the show notes for this episode. I highly suggest that you listen to that. It just talks about how powerful routines can be for helping us to get things done as homeschoolers, and it has the side benefit of helping us to be less impatient. The third suggestion I have for you today is to use good self-care. When I have not had enough sleep, if I haven't had just time away from my kids to relax, if I haven't had enough exercise, then I am very likely to be impatient with my kids. So it is really, really important for us to take the time that we need to renew ourselves as teachers and mothers, and just as women. We need that time so that we won't get impatient with our kids, or we will much less often. All right, now I'm going to open it up to my Periscope viewers right now for questions that they have about patience or suggestions that they have for us. Brandy of Our Thrifty Home says taking a break is crucial. Teachers get breaks. We need them too. Dawn at ladydusk.blogspot.com says that she likes to remember Charlotte Mason's reminder that children are people too. They have feelings, emotions, wants, and desires. And sometimes we forget that as homeschool moms. We're just, it's just our work and we can get annoyed and frustrated. But if we remember that they're every bit as valuable as our friends or even how we would treat strangers with politeness, that can really help us to stay patient. Elizabeth Williams says, we always try to whisper when we feel ourselves getting frazzled. It truly helps. Jen of Chaotic Bliss Homeschool says, don't let your frustrations with the outside world ruin your kids' day. That is a great tip. And one of the things that we can do with that is just be honest with our kids about what's happening in our lives. A lot of times I will say, listen, guys, I'm not upset with you, but this is what's happening. Amy Milsick of Busy Boys Brigade says it's important to find support a group with childcare help, ideas, and encouragement. Amy reminds us that our Periscope group is a great source of support. If you are not a member of a homeschool support group of any sort, I highly recommend that. Amy is absolutely right that just by sharing our frustrations, our trials, our troubles with someone else who knows what it's like to be a homeschooler, we can really improve in our level of patience. I've had my friends give me amazing ideas for how to handle problems that I'm having at home. Great suggestions. Dawn, who is at Lady Dusk, says she sends a quick arrow prayer, loud or silent, and God is so patient with her, and so that allows her to be more patient with her kids. Thank you so much to my Periscope viewers for their tips and suggestions. This week's action steps are, number one, renew your mind. Use scriptures about patience during your quiet times. Meditate on them and memorize those scriptures. Use routines and plan your days, plan your homeschool week, so that you aren't tempted to rush your children and become impatient with them. Number three, use good self-care. Get enough rest, get some exercise, take some time for yourself. And as some of our Periscope viewers mentioned, get group support. Join our Periscope group on Facebook. It is a wonderful place to get support for your homeschool living. You can find the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/patience. Please join me at Psycho with Six for live Periscope broadcasts on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Central. It would be a real blessing to me if you would review the podcast on iTunes so more homeschoolers can hear the show and the other great Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network podcasts. Next week, we'll talk about how to motivate reluctant learners. That is sure to be an interesting discussion. Have a wonderful homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.